Now, one of the things that was learned by tracking Sputnik in 1957 was that the Doppler shift of the little beep, beep, beep that Sputnik generated was enough to determine the exact moment that the satellite achieved the closest approach to the Earth. Now, this idea led to the creation of NNSS, or the transit system, that was then used by the Navy, particularly for aircraft and ship navigation. It was declassified in 1967 and used up until it was switched off at the end of December 1996. Now, of course, the idea of the Doppler shift, as illustrated here, is that as an observer notes a constant signal approaching, the wave fronts are smashed to closer together, and as that signal source moves away, the waves are pulled further apart. This is often illustrated by the change in pitch of a railroad horn. As it approaches, it seems to rise, and as it moves away, the pitch seems to fall. And, of course, the same effect is obvious with a satellite signal. As the satellite approaches the observer, wave fronts are pushed together, and as it moves away, they're pulled further apart. The rate at which these happen can be analyzed to determine the position of the observer in a passive way.